Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
QNN, Community Network News. I'm Pen Franz.
And I'm Nathan Partenza. The Red Cross has been labelled homophobic amid claims new guidelines continue to discriminate against gay men. Despite a review, the changes now mean those with tattoos and piercings can donate blood 6 months earlier than those who've had male-to-male intercourse. Gay rights activist Michael Caine says that's a double standard.
It's not a matter of gay sex. Gay sex isn't what transmits HIV or any other bloodborne diseases. It's unsafe sex. And this is what we've said from the outset.
Ken Campagnolo, the bisexual footy trainer sacked by Bonnie Doon Football Club in 2007, has finally won his discrimination case. Campagnolo's proved his case to the satisfaction of the Victorian Civil and Administrative Tribunal, which agrees that the club breached the Equal Opportunity Act in sacking the trainer. The VCAT judgment found that the discrimination didn't impact on his income or ability to find other employment. Despite finding in his favour, the tribunal has declined to take any other action.
A proposed human rights watchdog could hold the key to legalising same-sex marriage in Australia. If the bill is successful, the body will have the job of reviewing new and existing laws to ensure they meet international human rights standards. Australian Marriage Equality's Alex Greenwich says our gay marriage ban could be a violation. The government says it's committed to stamping out discrimination in keeping with its position on the definition of marriage.
Two of Australia's largest Jewish community bodies representing schools, synagogues and Jewish organisations have spoken out in support of respecting diversity. The Jewish Community Council of Victoria and the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies have both identified the need to respect all. Victoria's body recognises that vilification or inciting of hatred against individuals or groups on the basis of sexual orientation is wrong, while the New South Wales body has overwhelmingly supported the introduction of an anti-homophobia, transphobia policy.
The relationship that landed a gay Malawian couple behind bars has ended, with one of the men running off with a woman. Stephen Monjaza and Tawonge Chimbalunga were pardoned on humanitarian grounds less than a fortnight ago, sparing them a 14-year jail sentence. But Mr. Monjaza has bowed to family pressure to live a so-called normal life and now says he was coerced into the relationship.
A CBS News poll shows that most Americans know someone who's gay. 77% of those polled say they know someone, relative, friend or work colleague who's gay. That's an increase of 35% since 1992. And the number of Americans who see homosexuality as wrong has dropped from 63% in 1978 to 43% now.
As studies found, children of lesbian couples have less behavioural problems than those with straight parents. In news set to challenge the opposition to same-sex parenting, the 17-year-long study found children were often proud of their parents and felt their family was special.
Well, first of all, I think this is very good news. We ought to take this as very good news because the fact is that there are many, many children around the country being raised by gay and lesbian parents.
That's Dale Carpenter, Professor of Law at the University of Minnesota. You can view the report at stonewall.org.uk.
FIFA is accused of blocking the supply of condoms at the World Cup. With an average 1,400 new HIV infections each day, South African AIDS groups want to ensure the distribution of condoms. But activists say that FIFA is preventing the distribution and safe sex info at venues.
Briefly, in other news, the openly gay executive producer of Channel 7 Sunrise, Adam Boland, has quit. His ex-boyfriend is tipped to replace him. And Lady Gaga says the vid for her latest single, Alejandro, is a celebration of her love for the gay community.
To QNN Sport, Matthew Mitchum's landed himself another gold medal, this time in the 10-metre platform event at the Diving World Cup in China. Melbourne Chargers has defeated Melbourne University 17-7 to win its first match in the Victorian Rugby Union Comp, and Team San Francisco has announced it's boycotting the World Out Games to be held in 3 years' time in Antwerp in favour of the Gay Games. The Gay Games are happening in Cologne, Germany later this year and in Cleveland, Ohio in 2014.
Any gay-related events or news happening in your community? Let us know. Email qnn@joy.org.au. And that's QNN for this week. I'm Nathan Partenza.
And I'm Pen Franz. We'll have more for you next time on Community Network News.
This has been a news and current affairs program from 3Joy, Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station. I'm executive producer Eric Williams.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.